Do you guys know what the alkaline diet is? Maybe you've heard of alkaline water. So I'm going to share what the diet is, foods to avoid, foods to eat, and neutral foods for the alkaline diet, and the benefits, if there are any, right? So today we're keeping it short and sweet, but I really wanted to just touch on this topic because it is a hot one for sure. You guys already know this, but you're listening to the Digest This podcast, and I'm your host, Bethany Cameron. Let's get right into the episode. If you guys haven't heard, I just came out with a strawberry flavor to add to my Bethany's Pantry protein powder line. This newest flavor delivers such a robust strawberry flavor without any natural flavorings or artificial sweeteners. And the natural pink color is created by using 100% pure beet and strawberry powder. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but it's actually not required by law that you don't have to list sub-ingredients in a single ingredient. So many freeze-dried and dehydrated fruit powders actually contain a carrier such as a maltodextrin or dextrose, which are sugars. And companies add this ingredient to prevent clumping of the powder and keep it, quote, free-flowing. But for me, I know better, and I seek out only the best, purest form of ingredients to add to my Bethany's Pantry products, including our digestive support strawberry flavor. I'm reading through reviews right now, and Gina E. gave it 5 stars and wrote, "This is the best protein powder I have ever tasted. I will definitely be buying again. Thank you." And Nancy S. wrote, "Strawberry is the best flavor of all 3 flavors." And she also rated and reviewed and gave it 5 stars. And Jennifer C. wrote, "Only protein powder that doesn't bother my stomach. I can't live without it." So you can see my protein powder is loved and appreciated by so many. And it's vegan, paleo, keto friendly, as well as suitable for those on a candida or diabetic lifestyle. It's also glyphosate-free and contains no gluten, grains, or lectins. Yes, that's right, you guys. We actually remove the lectins from the peas, which is why countless customers message me on Instagram saying after trying other pea protein powders, this is the only one they can actually digest without any issues. You see, it's not only the taste, but the purity and the way we process it without any chemicals that makes it so special and different. So if you're ready to start your journey to a healthier and happier gut and ultimately happier life, head on over to newzest-usa.com/Bethany's Pantry to grab a tub of the strawberry protein and check out all of the other Bethany's Pantry gut-friendly goodies. Again, that's newzest-usa.com/Bethany's Pantry to see my entire line of products. You guys are gonna love them and your gut will too. newzest-usa.com/Bethany's Pantry. Okay, so what is the alkaline diet? What is the food list? What are the rules? All that good stuff, and what can it help with? So the alkaline diet it's also called the alkaline ash diet or alkaline acid diet, and it was made popular by its celebrity followers. Now, what is it? So the premise of the alkaline diet is that the foods we eat affect our blood's pH balance. You may recall from chemistry class that pH is a measure of how acidic or alkaline something is. It ranges from 0 to 14. 0 is extremely acidic, 7 is considered neutral, and 14 is very alkaline. Proponents of the alkaline diet believe that diets high in certain foods, such as meat and grains, and low in others, such as potassium-rich vegetables and fruits, can cause imbalances in blood pH that leads to a variety of other health problems. This is known as the acid-ash hypothesis, which is why the alkaline diet is sometimes known as the acid-ash diet. Now, the alkaline diet does encourage fairly healthy eating patterns, including emphasizing unprocessed and plant-based foods and limiting red meat and refined grains. One study found that following the alkaline diet would increase several micronutrients such as potassium and magnesium, which could help lower the risk of hypertension and stroke and improve cardiovascular health, bone health, and cognition. Now, limiting red meat, in my opinion, is probably not the best thing, just because the benefits of red meat are incredibly amazing. And I personally just believe we should be eating a lot of red meat. I personally love it. But eating tons of red meat may also come with its own issues. You see, proteins are made up of molecules called amino acids. These are the building blocks of many bodily tissues, especially muscle. Quote, complete proteins contain all 9 essential amino acids necessary for protein synthesis. Red meat, eggs, and dairy are all complete proteins. Pea protein is also a complete protein, unlike most plant-based proteins, which are not. Now, the biggest difference between dairy proteins such as whey and casein and pea protein is that pea protein is fairly low in methionine and it's a tad lower in branched-chain amino acids. Now, methionine is a key essential amino acid for muscle protein synthesis. It is also what gives many animal-based proteins their high acidity. In fact, low methionine content is one reason that pea protein powder is only weakly acidic and supports an alkaline state. So this is quite interesting and good news if you consume pea protein powder because it can help balance everything out, especially if you do consume a lot of red meat. So if you do consume a high animal-based diet, the acid-forming nature of animal protein sources may slowly impair kidney function and other bodily processes. Research suggests that consuming more pea protein could effectively help the negative ramifications of high animal protein intake. Thus, including both will have the best overall health benefit to balance each other out. And get this, you guys. Pea protein may play a role in reducing inflammation and could be used as an alternative therapy for the prevention of inflammatory-related diseases. And that is a quote, by the way, from that particular study. So how does the alkaline diet work exactly? So the alkaline diet classifies foods according to how much acid they produce when digested. That amount isn't necessarily the same as the acidity level of foods in their raw state. Acid-forming foods produce a pH lower than 7, while alkaline foods result in a pH level greater than 7, just as I previously mentioned. So any foods that are around 7 are considered neutral. Keep that in mind. Now, the diet recommends avoiding acid-forming foods such as meat, dairy, fish, eggs, grains, and alcohol. Consuming plenty of alkaline-forming foods such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, and legumes. So those are the baseline rules. Limiting neutral foods such as starches, sugars, and natural fats. People with chronic kidney disease may also benefit from focusing on an alkaline-based diet because too much protein is hard on the kidneys. In one review article, the author argued that by reducing acid load to the kidneys through a low protein diet with an emphasis on plant proteins, you may be able to slow kidney disease progression and improve kidney function. So, can the alkaline diet help with weight loss? I'm sure you're wondering. That's a hot topic. Well, there's some evidence that following an alkaline diet may help preserve muscle mass and muscle burns more calories. So in an indirect way, yes. This was an interesting study. Now, This study found that following a more alkaline diet was positively associated with higher muscle mass indexes in women, particularly, likely because fruits and vegetables contain potassium and magnesium, which help maintain muscle. Not a lot of people know that tea bags are full of toxins, and when heated, these toxins can easily leach into your drink. I am trying to educate myself and others more and more as studies and research continue to evolve. Not to mention the toxins and chemicals sprayed on the actual tea leaves and herbs commonly mixed into the toxic tea bags. And a lot of companies are now adding natural flavors to their teas. And we all know from my viral Instagram video that natural flavors are not natural at all. They're made in a lab and are added to products to make you more addicted to that product. Natural flavors, toxins, and chemicals are hijacking our taste buds and disrupting our endocrine system and gut health. That's why I appreciate Peak Tea. They triple toxin screen all their teas for purity, ensuring no mold, pesticides, heavy metals, or harmful chemicals are in their tea crystals. And yes, even though they're all certified organic, Peak Tea still takes the extra step to screen all their powders. Another thing I love is that their green teas, black teas, and herbal teas are in powder form, so no toxic tea bags are being heated. Each serving is individually packed, so you can easily pour one serving right into your cup, coffee mug, or blender. Their cold extraction technology gently extracts and preserves active compounds and phytonutrients from their organic ingredients, distilling them into their most bioavailable and maximally effective form. Their patent technology synthesizes the most bioactive isolates from whole food sources to deliver payloads of essential nutrients into your cells for enhanced absorption. And if you're looking for a coffee alternative, Peak Tea has a blend called Chaga Energy Elixir, which is 100% caffeine-free, yet still gives you energy without the jitters and can even provide a calmness at the same time. The adaptogenic properties of their wild harvested chaga, burdock root, and North American ginseng support cellular rejuvenation. Like all their teas, this blend is organic and contains no natural flavors that, like I mentioned, surprisingly, many tea companies are adding to their products now. So be on the lookout for that, you guys. Another top seller from Peak is their ceremonial grade matcha powder. This one is actually quadruple toxin screened because matcha powder can be so heavily sprayed, and it's a rare find to come across a good quality source free from chemicals. So there's zero preservatives, zero refined sugar or additives, and it contains EGCG, known to help firm and brighten skin, as well as L-theanine, which promotes calmness. And it gets even better, you guys, because Peak Tea offers a free return policy within 30 days. So if you try something and you're not happy with it, just send back what you didn't use for a refund. You guys know I have a deal for you as well. So if you go to peaklife.com/digest, you can receive up to 15% off plus up to 2 free gifts. That's PIQUELIFE.com/digest to get a discount and some freebies. Now let's talk about the foods to eat and not eat in particular, going a little bit more in depth here. So these foods are organized around the pH levels of individual foods. Some versions of this diet are less strict, meaning that they may allow grains for their health benefit despite their slightly acidic pH. But generally, if you try the alkaline diet, you'll want to follow the food list I'm about to explain, steering clear from acidic foods, limiting or avoiding neutral foods, and focusing on all alkaline foods. All right, so these are the acid-forming foods, aka the foods to avoid per the alkaline diet, and that is meat, poultry, fish, milk, cheese, yogurt, ice cream, eggs, grains, alcohol, soda, lentils, peanuts, and walnuts, packaged and processed food. Neutral foods to limit are natural fats such as olive oil and butter, starches including corn and sweet potatoes, and sugars. Now, the alkaline forming foods to eat. Now, these are the foods to really focus on. They say that most all fruits, non-starchy vegetables, almond milk, mineral water, pea protein, almonds, coconut, and avocado oils. So there isn't a specific meal plan or guide, although you can follow recipes that you can find online or form just an alkaline diet or recipe just from the foods that I listed. This is all just research and what proponents of the alkaline diet are saying. What is my personal take? I'm sure you want to know. So my take is, well, the alkaline diet, it may be beneficial in the short term for certain conditions, right? That's great. But following it long term could have negative effects and result in nutrient deficiencies. So I think that incorporating alkaline foods such as pea protein, for example, can truly help balance out the animal protein that you're consuming and other alkaline foods that you eat. You guys know I love my yogurt, right? I eat it daily for gut health, and it's very high acidic, right? So balance is key here. If you're not consuming a balanced diet, then you may be off on one end of the spectrum or the other. So just keep that in mind. Now, a lot of the foods to eat that they say are alkaline forming, the good ones, right? A lot of them are a lot of vegetables. And I know you guys don't eat a lot of vegetables. I don't either. I just don't. I think that they can cause a lot of gut issues. You guys know my take on that. So a lot of these foods can actually cause some IBS symptoms. I know that pea protein, for me, it's so beneficial, especially the Bethany's Pantry pea protein, because it's lectin-free. So ours, we actually remove the lectins, so there's no lectins in it. That's why I feel like, I don't know why, but so many people come to me and they're like, Bethany, I can have your digestive support protein powder, but other pea protein powders, I can. Like, why is that? I truly believe that because we remove the lectins, that is a game changer among all the other things. Like, we don't add gums, we don't add natural flavors or stevia or monk fruit or anything like that. So that's just one piece of the puzzle why it's so easily digestible. And again, it's a complete protein. It does contain all 9 essential amino acids, which is very rare for a plant protein. So I take it pretty much almost every day in the form of protein fluff. Sometimes I will add it to a smoothie. I don't know why. I really like adding, just making the protein fluff, and I add some Greek yogurt to it. So maybe that's why too, because the Greek yogurt is acidic apparently, and the pea protein is alkaline forming. So when I mix those two together, I just feel so good. And so I do believe that food combining in certain aspects has a huge benefit. That's just one. I think I'm going off on a tangent here. I've talked about food combining before. You can go back and listen to that episode. But this was just quite interesting, and I hope it kind of perked your interest a little bit. And just to be aware, just to not go too extreme on eating all acidic food or what have you. And if you are eating an heavy animal-based diet full of animal-based proteins, maybe you should consider adding some pea protein into your diet to offset that, because it can be quite heavy and be producing an acidic aspect in your body. So anyways, I hope this was fun, insightful, and I will see you guys this Wednesday for a killer episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of Digest This. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review in your podcast app to let us know. If you're ever wondering how you can support me and this podcast, sharing it with your friends and family is the best way. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and edited by Mike Fry. To email the show, message us at digestthispod@gmail.com. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team first.